A strand beast looks like a walking skeleton, but it is also a lesson in design. Theo Jansen uses simple tubes, repeated legs, wind, and careful ratios to make sculptures that move on sand. In this lesson, we study the structure, not only the surprise. The puzzle is how a machine can look alive without being alive. Have you ever seen a machine that moved in a surprisingly natural way? What is more interesting to you? The artwork, the engineering, or the learning process? Why do people sometimes learn more from a prototype that fails than from a perfect final product? A strand beast is a kinetic sculpture by the Dutch artist Theo Jansen. The name means beach animal in Dutch. Many of the sculptures are made from yellow plastic tubes, and some move with wind power. They are not living things, but Jansen talks about them as if they belong to an artificial evolution. The most important point is motion. A strand beast does not simply roll like a cart. It walks. Its legs rise, push, and return again. When several legs move together, the whole structure can cross a beach in a strange and beautiful way. This is why the project sits between art and engineering. The viewer may first feel that it looks alive. Then the student can study the structure that makes that movement possible. Theo Jansen began building his beach structures around 1990. Early versions used plastic pipes and tape. Later versions added more careful legs, sails, air storage, sensors, and other experiments. Jansen often describes the older forms as fossils because each structure belongs to one stage of a long design history. That history matters. He does not only make one sculpture and stop. He tests a form, learns from it, declares it finished or dead, and begins another version. The Associated Press reported in 2025 that a Delft exhibition showed this fossil record, from simple early forms to more complicated later works. For students, Jansen's story is useful because it shows design as a cycle. A prototype is not a failure just because it has problems. It is evidence. The next version carries what the old version taught. The famous strand beast walk comes from a linkage. A linkage is a group of rods connected by moving joints. In many explanations, the Jansen leg is described as a planar mechanism with one main rotating input. In simple words, one crank turns and many connected rods guide the foot through a walking path. The clever part is the shape of that path. The foot stays near the ground for part of the movement, so it can push the structure forward. Then it lifts and returns, ready for the next step. This is why the leg does not need a separate motor at every joint. Jansen chose special ratios for the rod lengths. He famously calls these the holy numbers. Students do not need to memorize the numbers. The useful lesson is that small changes in length can change the whole walk. A strand beast looks skeletal because the structure is light, open, and repeated. Long tubes create many thin frames. The viewer can see through the sculpture, so the movement feels both fragile and mechanical. This lightness is practical. A wind-powered structure cannot be too heavy. The legs must move many times, and the frame must survive sand, air, and uneven ground. Repetition also helps. If one leg unit works, Jansen can place many related units along the body and connect them to a central motion. But light structures have a problem. Small errors matter. A joint that is too loose, a tube that bends, or a ratio that is slightly wrong can damage the walking rhythm. The beauty depends on accuracy. The first lesson is constraint. Jansen limits the materials and the environment. Plastic tubes, wind, joints, beach sand, and repeated legs create a difficult problem. Instead of avoiding the limits, he designs inside them. The second lesson is visible thinking. Many machines hide their logic inside a case. A strand beast shows its logic openly. You can watch the rods, joints, and legs move. This makes the sculpture a kind of teaching object. The third lesson is patient failure. Janssen's older structures are not embarrassing. They are part of the record. A designer, engineer, artist, or language learner can use the same idea. Keep the evidence, study the mistake, and build the next version with more intelligence. People still study and build from the Strandbeest idea. Museums show Janssen's large works, including the 2025 exhibition in Delft. Students and hobby builders make smaller models from kits, 3D printed parts, cardboard, wood, or plastic. Engineers also study the Janssen linkage because one simple input can create a useful walking motion. These smaller builds are not the same as Janssen's beachworks. A desk model, a classroom robot, or an online linkage simulator cannot replace the feeling of a full-size sculpture moving in the wind. But they help people understand the logic. They turn wonder into a practical test. A builder can make a tiny version and study the motion. That is the living part of the project. Not that the sculptures are alive, but that the idea keeps teaching new builders. A useful way to study a Strandbeest is to map four parts: input, mechanism, output, and feedback. The input is wind or rotation. The mechanism is the linked rods and joints. The output is walking motion. The feedback is what happens on real sand: leg slip, body turning, frame bending, helpful wind, or difficult wind. This map works for other projects too. A good designer does not only judge beauty or success. A good designer studies what goes in, what changes inside, what comes out, and what reality teaches. What makes a Strandbeest different from a simple cart? A Strandbeest walks with repeated leg mechanisms instead of simply rolling on wheels. When you see a moving sculpture, do you notice the beauty first or the mechanism first? Why does Janssen's project feel like a long experiment? Because he keeps building new versions, testing them, learning from them, and treating older versions like fossils. What kind of project in your life could improve through many versions? What does the crank do in the Janssen leg mechanism? It gives one rotating input that moves the connected rods and creates a walking footpath. Why is it useful if one input can control many linked parts? Why is a light structure useful for a wind-powered walking sculpture? A light structure is easier for wind and repeated leg motion to move. Can something look fragile and still be strong enough for its job? Why can a Strandbeest be called a teaching object? Because its rods, joints, and repeated leg motion show the logic of the structure openly. What mistake have you learned from? Because you could clearly see what went wrong. Why do people build small Strandbeest-style models? They build small models to understand the linkage, test the walking motion, and learn from the structure. Would you rather see a full-size Strandbeest on a beach or build a small model yourself? What are the four parts in the design map? The four parts are input, mechanism, output, and feedback. Choose a simple machine or app you know. What are its input, mechanism, output, and feedback? Speaking practice questions. Is a Strandbeest more like art, engineering, or a living experiment? Why is repeated testing important in Janssen's work? What does the leg linkage teach us about simple input and complex output? Why might an open, visible mechanism be more educational than a hidden one? What can language learners learn from the idea of prototypes and feedback? Theo Janssen's Strandbeesten are memorable because they make structure visible. They are art, but they are also a study of movement, material, wind, and repeated trial. They show that a beautiful result can come from strict limits. The deeper lesson is not copy this exact machine. The lesson is to think like a careful builder. Choose a problem. Make the logic visible. Test it in the real world. Learn from what breaks, slips, bends, or surprises you. Then build the next version with more respect for reality.